Mountain West has some decisions to make. Kurt Apsey was on yesterday on Ask the AD with Caves and Prater. He's on every Thursday at 5, and one of their topics of discussion is what changes, if any, the Mountain West wants to make in determining who the home team will be in the Mountain Division versus West Division championship game. Last year, it was determined that it was in Boise because the Broncos had the better ranking heading into the final, and then it went to the computer because Fresno State won. And then when the poll came out on Tuesday, Fresno State was ranked 25th. Boise State was unranked. So if they had waited until the poll came, the championship game would have been in Fresno.
Should we just replay the discussion with you and Paul Loeffler as the lead up to this?
Oh, that was probably more. That was actually more spicy than anything that was discussed yesterday. Probably was more spicy than the meeting, too.
I mean, you guys, I didn't ever wind the clock a little bit. You know, he's a voice of Fresno State before the championship game. And Bob was out here caping that Boise State should be hosting this game, following the rules to the T. And Paul Loeffler is out here saying, we got to do what's right. And what feels right is Fresno State hosting this because they had just beaten Boise State. And I don't even think at that point they were higher in the rankings, but later on in that day, it came out that they were ranked and Boise State wasn't in the college football playoff ranking. So it was following the rules versus doing what felt right, and you guys were on completely different sides of it.
Now, in my opinion, this is when you look at the whole thing and decide, do you want to change it? Was it right? You don't have that question at the end of November heading into December, because if not, who's to determine what sounds right? You have to go to the letter of the rule, and that's what the Mountain West did. Boise State hosted. They ended up winning the game. Maybe they wouldn't have won in Fresno. Who knows? We'll never know. But that's the way the 2017 season finished. But now, several months removed, it's time for the conference to decide if they want to make any changes. Kurt Apsey talked about the meeting and talked about the philosophy of deciding which school would be the host.
You know, our philosophy right now is to protect a team that has a chance to play in one of those six games. And if you stick to that philosophy with, you know, which for now we've been comfortable up to this point, I think this last season obviously was a little awkward for a lot of different reasons. And so if the league's philosophy is to protect a team that has a chance to play in one of those games, that really hasn't changed. That's really important to us for a lot of different reasons. And so if you stick to that philosophy, I think you'll find it pretty difficult to get away from how you figure out who hosts the game. And right now it's computer rankings it's the top 25 at the end of the season. And then if there isn't a team in that top 25, then they go to the computer rankings, which is kind of what happened this year. You know, unfortunately, we make that decision after the game on Saturday night, and the rankings don't come out until Tuesday. So, you know, like this year, Fresno State ended up being number 25. And so, you know, and that's on that Tuesday following the game. Well, that only really gives you 4 or 5 days. Well, really 3, because the team's got to travel wherever you're going. So that really doesn't give you a lot of time to prepare for the game, especially if you're hosting it and you're trying to sell tickets and those kinds of things. So unless the philosophy changes, I think it's really difficult to mess with the parameters that we have in place to decide who's going to host the game.
Now, I will give the league that I don't think you can wait until Tuesday night to decide where the spot is, because you have to get travel, and I think that's the biggest thing. I think deciding what you need to do is not as big a deal as securing charter planes, getting hotel rooms, the logistics, selling tickets to the game, although I guess you could sell it in both cities and then refund it if one of them wasn't played. So I think they do need to be able to, when the games finish on Saturday, to have something in place that would determine where the game would be the following Saturday. I don't think you can wait basically until Wednesday morning to make that call. Unfortunately, they are using the polls based on the College Football Playoff Committee all year. That's how they're going to determine it. And they come out on Tuesday, probably for TV, whether you could coax them into doing it on Sunday. That would help things out a lot. If they made the announcement at noon on Sunday what the polls were like, you could take the poll and go from there.
You got to stay consistent with it is where I think I sit on the philosophy that Kurt Apsey was mentioning. If you're going to stick with this philosophy of protecting the team that has the best chance at a New Year's Six, and I'm not sure that's the best way to go about it, but I guess that's worth debating at some point, too. But if you want to stick with this philosophy, then you have to be consistent throughout the entire thing, and you have to wait until Tuesday. Like, or you have to get the somehow strangle the committee until they give you which team is ahead going into the last week or the last week of the year. You need to get that information, or else the whole thing's a farce. Why would you have the rules set up to protect the team that is most likely, but then not wait for the last week to know which team is most likely? Like, you cannot have it both ways with that. So if you're going to say that this is a philosophy, then you either have to wait until Tuesday and make it more difficult for you logistically, or you have to somehow strangle the committee into giving you the ranking ahead of time.
And if they won't do it, I think you've got to pick something else. I agree with you in that you can't have one thing, one thing, one thing, and then change. You got to have what it is. So if the committee is not going to change, and they're going to still do it on Tuesday, and you believe that you can't wait until Tuesday, which I do think is a viable reason because of logistics, tickets, travel, et cetera, maybe you do computer all the way. Or maybe you simply go to whoever has the better conference record. If it's the same, you go to head-to-head, and if not, you figure out something else along the way. But
I'll tell you something else I have a problem with in this, and why I say like consistency throughout the process. What is the tiebreaker for within division when you get to you know, tiebreakers and who gets to go to the championship? It has nothing to do with computer rankings.
Point.
It has nothing to do with who's ahead in the polls. It has to do with head-to-head. Like, that's the first thing that comes up here is head-to-head. So now you're all of a sudden having a different set of a tie break when it's within the division than basically what it is when it's across the division. And that, to me, seems just completely wrong. So if your philosophy is protecting the team that has the best chance to get to a New Year's Six, then your tiebreaker within the division should be that, too. Mm-hmm. But it's not. And they changed the rules with that.
And usually where that also would come out, a couple years ago, we had a three-way tie.
Yeah.
And that was based on the fact that I think all three teams split with each other, but then somebody beat
rock,
the
paper,
next
scissors.
Best or something. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Why is one different than the other? And then I'm going to say this totally tongue-in-cheek. You really want to protect the team that has the best chance of the New Year's Six? How far do you want to go? You want to say, well, there's no coin toss. We're going to give that team the choice. We're going to let them receive both halves.
How
far do you want to go? Or if somebody's going to get it, we're not going to have a championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, none of those is anything I would advocate. None of those is anything. But, you know, you talk about the philosophy.
You're trying to tilt the field in a certain way. And now, okay, how far can you tilt it without it being unfair in a way? And I think that's the complaint that Fresno State basically had. Mm-hmm. Like, wait. All that makes sense is that we should be hosting. We're right now ahead in the rankings, and we beat Boise State head-to-head, and we have the same conference record. So you're still going to tilt it to them because you want to? Mm-hmm. So you could just get rid of the whole tilting aspect and make it go down to a more concrete thing like, you know, head-to-head or record against the next best team in the league like they do for basketball, and we'll get into basketball a little bit later. But I don't think it can stay. Like, that's the one thing with it. I don't think you can keep it the way it was this year for next year.
Let's hear what Kurt Apsey said of some of the ideas they're mulling over.
If you throw out that philosophy, I guess, and just say, you know, if you're not worried about that, then I would say it would be head-to-head. But then you run into what if you don't play, right? Or maybe you've got one team that's 5-3 and another team that's 7-1, and the 5-3 team maybe at the end of the year beat the 7-1 team, then what do you do? You know, so it could be head-to-head. It could be conference record. It could be common opponents. Go back to the computer rankings if neither one is ranked in the top 25 at the end. So there's a lot of different ways. But if you stick to the philosophy of trying to protect a team that has a chance to go in, then I think the formula is what it should be.
Last one in most conferences when it is involved in basketball, and I don't know if I have not read every single one when you go way, way down, because with the computer polls, it probably would never get to this. But this was in the 90s before they had a lot of computer polls. The Patriot League did theirs where they, for basketball, whoever, if you tied, Team A and Team B would tie, in this case was Bucknell and Colgate.
Mm-hmm.
They both finished the conference season with one loss to the other one.
Gotcha.
So the way most conferences break the tie, they go to the next best team, the next best team, the next best team. So it would go all the way down to the bottom and be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They flipped a coin to see who the number one seed would be. Now, in the tournament in Las Vegas, maybe it's not that big a deal who the number one seed is. It's maybe who you play. Maybe the seven might be harder than the eight. But in the Patriot League, the final game is on somebody's home court.
It matters.
So, yeah, it matters.
And did you win the coin flip?
We did not win the coin flip. The seven was much harder than the eight.
Oh.
The seven had a player named Mark Luking that shot for 43 points on about 9 or 10 threes. And it would be the single biggest challenge to Chandler Hutchison's performance in my broadcasting career as far as what's the single greatest performance you've ever seen in a basketball game. Chandler is one. Mark Luking is two.
Wow.
And we lost as the seven, and Colgate went on to the one and won the thing.
Did you check the coin to make sure it wasn't, like, double-sided? there was nothing fishy going on
about
the Sunwisher witnesses?
I don't know.
My last thing with this, and, like, we're all, I think, arguing different things in a way, what should be right, what is just. But, like, I'm thinking from almost a political standpoint. In politics, what is quote-unquote right doesn't really matter. It is what benefits you or what benefits the people who vote for you in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, Boise State fans probably aren't interested in what is right, what is fair. They'd probably be most interested in a rule system that best benefits them.
Or that they think best benefits
Correct.
Them.
So which would that be? What would be the tiebreaker philosophy for hosting a conference championship game or even breaking a tiebreaker within a division if we wanted to go all the way that far that best benefits Boise State? And 208-424-9300 on the commercial tire text line, we could pose that question too. Like, again, we're all trying to come up with what's right, but what benefits Boise State is probably where most of our audience is leaning.
And we'll discuss that next, along with what's happening in basketball and how they will break a tie if Boise State and Nevada would remain tied for the course of the Mountain West regular season.